Mary J. Blige just dropped an employee. Wait till you hear why.
And Scott Jackson just welcomed a little bundle of joy.
And what male rapper is taking it off a Playgirl? We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
In here.
All right, congratulations are in order for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Over the weekend, both teams won their game, securing their spots in the Super Bowl. After the Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills, Taylor Swift congratulated her man, Travis Kelce.
Her man.
And she planted a big kiss on him for all the cameras to see. Mwah! And Travis's teammate, Xavier Worthy, was shocked, not by the kiss, but how tall Taylor is.
That's all I need.
He never seen her or something?
I guess not. According to the internet, Xavier is 5'11". Taylor is, what is Taylor? About 5'10"?
Okay.
So maybe she had heels on?
More than likely, right? You know, they like to do that to give
them
that little extra advantage.
She shouldn't have heels on at a football game, right?
Or maybe some kind of lift, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe not heels.
Sometimes you see women doing uncomfortable things in some of the situations where you should be so comfortable.
Right, this is true.
That was a Skechers night, should have been.
Well, I like her Louis Vuitton hat and jacket she wearing. She looks cute.
Oh, you know what? She probably got some Louis Vuitton sneakers, too.
Exactly. Because she wouldn't have had a hat and jacket.
She ain't doing no Skechers head crack.
Yeah, oh, beautiful.
All right, y'all, it's time for a Dish Baby Report. That's right. Former Disney star Sky Jackson, who's 22, just welcomed her first baby. Now, she didn't say if it was a boy or a girl, but it seems like she just rearranged the letters of Sky because the kid's name is Kasai. Reportedly, the baby's father is content creator Yerky Yerky, a.k.a. DeAndre Bergen, or is it Bergen? The same guy she had the scuffle with at Universal Studios back in August, and he currently is in jail right now because of a parole violation.
That sucks.
Are y'all down for the alphabet soup name?
Sky and Kasai? I'm not mad about it.
It's like the Soul Train Scrabble board before you solve the puzzle. Like, you just left it. The answer was Sky all along. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Same with her dude's name, Yerky Yerky.
I don't know how people come up with their screen names sometimes.
Yerky Yerky.
Yeah, what's up, girl? My name's Yerky Yerky.
Oh, my.
Gary, who do you have with you?
Bright little Leroy, he came to visit.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And you know, I got a lot of flack because of Leroy's name.
Why? What's wrong with
Leroy? They were saying it was slavish.
Oh.
So I want to change his name.
To what, Gary?
I was thinking about Yarg.
Yarg?
Yarg?
Yeah.
That's not cute.
Yeah, Yarg ain't cute. That's unique. It's like Gary spelled Y-A-R-G instead of G-A-R-Y.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, Yarg. Don't you think he'd make a good Yarg? Leroy,
he looks like a Leroy. Like, we've got used to Leroy.
Yeah, we've been Leroy for years. How you gonna change that baby name now?
It's gonna be Yarg, baby, for now.
Okay. Here,
suck your pacifier. Here you go.
The way you shove that.
Most of the time they ask for it or they want it.
You call it defects. All right, Mary J. Blige starts up For My Fans tour this week, and when her set list was recently leaked, she was so pissed she fired the employee who betrayed her.
Ooh.
There's gonna be some hateration in there.
Okay.
But according to Mary, it was just part of the set list, and there's a lot more surprises coming. And she's letting us know she's getting in shape for the tour. Actually, she's in shape for the tour, and she did some thirst trapping by dropping these bikini pics on the gram.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Hey, yo.
Okay, MJB.
All right.
Mary's the GOAT, yo.
Hello.
I do understand firing somebody for releasing a set list, though.
Me too.
That's a pretty big.
Yeah, that's your secrets to the show, right? You know?
Oh, really? Was that just the songs that she's going to perform?
Yeah.
And the order?
The order and maybe the special guests. Like, you don't want people to know that. You want them to be surprised when they come.
No, but I mean, I would want them to do it because then they get to sing along to Old Mary to sing No
when
Drama.
When the song come on, that's when you sing it.
Oh. Oh, Brad. Oh.
Yeah, we don't want y'all to know all of that. That's ruining the surprise.
Not ahead of the tour, at least, because I know a lot of times, you know, when people do go on tours, fans will leak the set list online so you can look and be like, what time my song coming? I can leave right after that.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever look at the set list? Like, I don't ever look. I just want to go and be surprised.
I don't either. I didn't know they put it out.
Me neither. I didn't know they put a set list out.
Yeah, I started looking at the set list because I like to beat the traffic.
How do you get a set list?
Where do you get a set
you
list?
You can Google it.
You can go online and it'll show you, like, yo, last night they did
They're
this.
Like, Thursday night, Brat did them in this order. Friday night, whatever, whatever.
Oh, that's horrible.
It is, but so is traffic. The foot and car time.
Okay.
Well, all right, y'all. Speaking of thirst traps, honey, Mary ain't the only one showing off, baby. NLE Choppa teamed up with Playgirl for a spicy photo shoot.
That's right, Gary. Now, we ain't got a subscription to the website, so I don't know if he took it all off, but he did give the people a show, complete with dainty underwear and garters, and he even showed a little bit of booty meat. Wow.
Oh.
That's booty cleavage.
Yeah. Girl, the boys wearing garters now?
I didn't know, Gary.
Oh, that's a urinal.
Yeah, that is the urinal.
Oh, that's
from
sexy,
the future,
honey.
That's a really
look at those boots, honey, and that garter on. That's cute.
And what are his drawers, Gucci?
Oh, they look like Dior. Oh, they probably Gucci. So, but that's cute. You like those, Tanner? Would you get some of those?
No, I can't. Does this work for you, Gary? Do you like this look?
Yes, sir. Baby, yes. Honey, please. I wish I was at the photo shoot. So Tanner Head Craig, if Playgirl asked y'all to be on the cover, would y'all be on the cover? I mean, would you grace us with y'all presence?
Wow, hold on just a second. Those are two different things. Like, yeah, you know, it would feel very flattering to get a call for something like that, for you to think there's an interest in you like showing what you got going on under your shirt and whatnot, but I don't know that you'll see me.
Would you stand in front of a urinal?
Probably not.
What about your head, Craig?
No, absolutely not, because women don't read Playgirl.
Ah, that's true. Yeah. That's right.
You ever went over to a chick's house and saw Playgirl magazine?
You know what? I should have anticipated that. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't get there first. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And the wake up now, honey, the way jobs are, honey, I would pose, baby.
You might catch me on OnlyFans. Okay. Don't be surprised. I heard there's real money there. Okay, the Grammys are less than a week away. And the other day, we asked you guys, the viewers, who you think was going to win Album of the Year. Will it be Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, or Andre 3000? And y'all made your voices heard. It seems like most of the dishettes are rooting for Queen B, because she got 61% of the vote.
Wow.
Billie Eilish with 10, Taylor Swift 13, and then Andre got 16%. Okay. Which is nice.
He edged out Billy and Taylor Swift.
Right?
And you don't know none of the lyrics to the Andre song.
No.
That's but pretty cool.
Yeah, but I think Taylor Swift should win, though. I mean, her boyfriend went back-to-back with the Super Bowl. Why can't she go back-to-back with Album of the Year? So they could have a lot to celebrate. You know, so I think, you know. And Taylor, you know, she did good music this year.
So did Beyonce.
Oh, she did?
Everybody turned in quality work, you know what I mean? But I think it would speak volumes to see somebody in that jazz space win Album of the Year against all these pop records, because I don't think we've seen a big triumphant jazz winner in a long time.
How do they vote?
The Grammy?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's the members. So people are going to go with the people they know, which I think puts Andre in a space to where he might win. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah. It's a free fall.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Well, up next, honey, Pharrell's new Louis Vuitton design, honey, might jump up and bite you. Find out why right after the break. I love Pharrell. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, it's time for my favorite.
What's the fashion?
Baby, pass me the melted butter and lemon, because Pharrell Williams is serving Louis Vuitton, honey, with a side of seafood.
Oh.
Now, during Paris, honey, Fashion Week, Pharrell, y'all themed up with longtime friend and collaborator, Nego, to unveil a Louis Vuitton lobster purse, y'all.
Oh.
Yes, honey. And you can own this exclusive crustacean for only $18,000. Oh, honey, I already know, baby. Brad, you gonna get Judy one. Are you gonna get Judy one?
Say yes.
No.
Please say yes.
You already got it, don't you?
No.
Look at how beautiful it is, Brad. You could take it anywhere. You could put a real lobster in it if you go to Red Lobster and stuff a lobster in it and everything.
It does look like an S&M outfit for lobsters.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't. And I love Louis, but I just don't understand this bag.
Yes, look how beautiful. Only $18,000.
It's not that big, though. You can't put that much in that crack.
That's the whole point of it. You just put a keychain in it, honey, and
carry maybe
that
a girl. Phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it now. Tanner Haircraig, you married Tanner, you have a woman. Wouldn't your woman look good with that?
Oh, my God.
Instead of her being fish, she got lobster.
I'm not gonna pay $18,000 for something that looks like that. Yeah. If I'm gonna get that, it's coming from Canal Street, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. That's not something you wear more than once or bring out more than once.
Right.
No, they're collector's items for sure. You just wear them once and then put it away.
Nobody.
You can only stunt on the girls one time with your lobster bag. Then you gotta
resell it for double or triple.
What about dinner at Crustaceans?
No, they're good. I like crustaceans.
I know you. That would seem like a crustaceans appropriate bag if you was gonna bring like a ceremonial bag.
Oh my God.
We're moving on. The homie Brandon C. Jackson was scheduled to slide through the studio to dish on his role in Carl Weber's The Family Business New Orleans last week, but the snowstorm was hating on a link up. But you're in luck because we got a sneak peek of this BET Plus show. Check it out.
We're about to have some fun in New Orleans.
Duncan, we fighting. That's what we do. And now it's my time.
Okay, Brandon T. Jackson, that's the homie one time. And there's a little bit of everybody in there. You had
I thought I saw some of everybody. I saw Quincy Brown.
Yup. Layla Rashawn.
Okay.
I thought I saw Tina Knowles.
Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
Tina Knowles. I don't think she's in it, Gary.
It's an action-packed show. I got a chance to check out the first episode, man. I'm proud of everybody involved.
Okay, New Orleans. Cool.
Make sure you check out Brandon and the rest of the amazing cast of Family Business New Orleans every week on Thursdays on BET+. All right, so it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. All right, kick us off, Gary.
Okay, then I've got these cozy, water-resistant boots, perfect for the chilly months. Now, these Mukluks Flexi New York boots are available in 3 colors, black, chocolate, and sand, and range from sizes 6 to 11, including most half sizes. Now, they usually go for as high as $110, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Oh, okay, next we've got the 12-pack Miss Spot No Slip Pout Perfect Hydrating Lip Masks. The avocado oil and fruit extracts soak deep into your lips for much needed moisture in these harsh winter months. Now they go for as high as $45, but we got you today for 12 for $15.
Ooh. Okay, and I've got the 2-pack RCA Bluetooth trackers compatible with Apple. These are perfect for kids' backpacks, pet collars, cars, keys, wallets, and more. These tags play a sound on the built-in speaker to help you find your things. Now these go for as high as $40, but we got you today for just 2 for $19.99.
Nice.
Sweet, man. These are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3.
Up next, Ashley Tisdale had some explaining to do when her daughter saw High School Musical for the first time. We'll explain why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back!
Hey!
High School Musical's Ashley Tisdale is now a mother of 2 daughters, and when she was asked if her 3-year-old daughter has watched any of her movies, here's what she had to say.
Has your older daughter watched your movies, any of them?
She has seen, High School Musical, I think when about a year ago, maybe my husband showed her, and I was what are you doing? I was like, And she thought Zac Efron was her dad. I was like, no, that's not daddy. She's like, daddy. I was like, no. Just because they have dark hair, it is not daddy. So.
She wasn't having an affair though with Zac, huh?
No.
Oh, because that little girl saw him at home and thought that was her daddy, honey. So you just never know. You never know.
Well, she's in from High School Musical. Like, mom's young, Zac Efron's young, they're flirty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gotta see her dad, you know, just to see if there's any. Okay, that's the dad. Okay, maybe.
That's
maybe.
Not the most insane stretch. Yeah.
Right.
You know, sometimes kids need glasses and you don't really know it.
Yeah. You know? That's also.
Do you think that, like, her husband felt a particular way about it?
He should have.
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, no, he laughed it off.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, huh? Well, yeah, they say the truth, too.
Okay, moving on. Real Housewives of Potomac's Mia Thornton and Married to Medicine's Quad stopped by Watch What Happens Live. And when Mia was asked if her and her man, Inc., are still together, here's what she had to say.
He feels as though this platform is not necessarily
beneficial.
It doesn't align with his brand.
Got it.
I respect that. Now, he's my best friend, and he will forever be my best friend. And are we exclusive and are we dating? No. It has like bridged a gap between us two, which is fine.
But if a person says they love you,
yeah,
then he knew what came with you. He knew, yeah, he knew your career, he knew your occupation.
Correct.
So I'm not understanding why would he leave you because of
it. But and to his defense, I need to get a divorce first.
Well, girl, you was messing with him.
I know.
Quad. Intrusive-ass quad. But, girl, mm-hmm, you was messing with him. Oh, my God.
Also, by the way, this, like, level of celebrity or this part of the game doesn't align with my brand. It sounds like a very, very nice, it's not
it's
you.
It's not you. It's me.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's still with her. He loves her. They still together.
Because they had a baby, right?
No, they have a baby together, so, but he really loves her, and they're still together.
I think the child came out to be the other man's baby.
Oh. Yeah, that would be bad for the brand.
And look at them. They make a great couple. They look beautiful together.
I mean, are you making a joke about his height?
No, he looks beautiful with her. They look great together. They're a happy couple. I talk to him all the time, and he loves her, and they look happy.
Oh, Gary, did he intimidate you when he walked up to you on stage up here?
No. He did, because he had a girl, you know, people know.
So he said, what's up, Gary?
Because I'm not from that side of the tracks.
Gary with the timid.
Coming up is Kim Kardashian copying Beyonce by going country. Well, settle up, cowboy, and we'll explain after the break. Oh.
Country.
What black man she like?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
And when it comes to throwing an extravagant party, Kim Kardashian proves that it isn't her first rodeo with a cowgirl themed party for her youngest daughter, Chicago West. As you can see, Kim and crew were all decked out in their cowgirl and cowboy outfits. And we all know Kim does not play when it comes to the details. The whole house is decorated with cowgirl themed decorations. And mostly important, Chicago seems to be enjoying herself in her personalized cowgirl jacket.
Oh, look
how
at her friend.
Oh, look at her spinning around.
That's a dope theme.
That's cute.
It's a fun thing because it's a real specific aesthetic, you know, and it's not one that everybody puts on all the time, so it, like, feels fun to dress up differently.
And I'm sure they have all types of ponies and horses. And,
oh, yeah.
But Beyonce did it first, though. She shouldn't even copy off of her hair. I feel bad for Beyonce.
Maybe
she
this is what the baby girl wanted. She wanted to do a cowgirl.
So they got cowgirls in Calabasas?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Really?
You know, there are horses in Calabasas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see none at their house, but the men they was dating, but I don't know. Oh, I feel so bad for Beyonce.
She looks so cute.
And why she got the girl spinning around to make her dizzy so she don't know about her party?
So she
what?
That's
what kids do when they bored and they got too much sugar in them.
He said so she don't know about her father.
She won't know about her damn party. She's spinning so much. I mean, Jesus.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to check us out tomorrow for more Dish. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.